Hi and welcome back to Live a Well-Designed Life. I'm your host, Kiran Singh. Today I thought I'd talk about positive affirmations and what to do when they don't work. I'm sure you're familiar with positive affirmations. Maybe you have some written on your phone, or you enjoy an occasional mood booster with the help of an encouraging affirmation. What I've found is that the majority of positive affirmations don't help us with shifting our mindset in the long term. Saying to yourself, I'm beautiful, or I'm confident, when you feel the opposite, can actually make you feel like you're lying to yourself, even though the intention behind your positive affirmations is all good and well. If you don't believe it, there's no actual benefit in the long term. Instead, I love sharing the concept of an NBT with my coaching client. NBT equals next believable thought that makes you feel better, inspires you to take action. For instance, if you want to sign to a new gym and you're afraid people are going to laugh at you because you don't know how to use the gym equipment, saying to yourself, I'm confident, won't really help. Instead of forcing yourself to immediately feel the opposite, meet yourself where you are at. In this situation, before going to gym, you can tell yourself something like, even though I don't feel 100% confident, acknowledging how you feel, taking care of the human part of yourself, I can at least try to show up, just today, focusing on the next step that will move you closer to what you want to achieve, reducing the overwhelm by making the next step more manageable and a thought you can believe. Then, taking a deep breath and showing up, just today. Even if the entire gym session is going to consist of a 5-minute walk on the treadmill. And then you build up from there. When it comes to building confidence and developing a more loving and compassionate relationship with yourself, change doesn't happen overnight. You don't have to be the most positive person all of a sudden. Instead, meet yourself where you are at. Gain some clarity around what you want to achieve, who you want to become, what kind of person you want to be, and then work through your limiting beliefs and obstacles as they come up. One next believable thought at a time. This is it for today. I hope you found it helpful. If you haven't already, feel free to download my free app, Live Well Designed Life, on Google Play Store. Or just go to kirinsinghuk.com/app. And don't forget to check out what's new on the journal and my upcoming books. Speak to you soon. Until next time, take care and bye for now.